Geek Radio Daily, for here it is.
Finally, Bracken Friday.
Yes, indeedy damn do. And yeah, welcome. And I hope you're looking forward to it just like the rest of us are, because it's a weekend and, well, you know how that goes. It's time to get out there and get loose and crazy. Just ask the Flintstress.
You think you can rhyme, man? Your flow is amateur. I'm a nerd. I can smoke you when I am a pentameter.
Oh, look at you. Freeforming. Hello. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Always in decline, never hitting bottom.
Yeah. Outstanding. So welcome awesome. To Friday, where we take a look at your new movies coming out. Your geekified news is on the way as well. Thanks so much for stopping by and spending about 15 minutes or so with some stealth geekified people. So what happened before?
Let's take it back to
the Wayback Machine.
1846.
Okay.
The American flag was raised for the first time in Los Angeles.
Nice. 1889, William Gray of Hartford, Connecticut received a patent for a coin-operated telephone.
Which is now obsolete. That's yep. Awesome. In 1907, the first taxi cab appeared in New York City, and that driver had an attitude.
1934, Little Abner, created by Al Capp, made its debut. Fantastic Little Abner. That's Sadie Hawkins Day.
Oh. There you go. In 1935, the first roller derby began in Chicago by promoter Leo Seltzer. 20,000 fans attended the event. That's my new goal.
1942, the Disney classic Bambi premiered at Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
In 1960, the first two-way telephone conversation by satellite took place with the help of Echo One.
Thanks, Echo. 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 1993, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled Congress must save all email.
I'm sure they do that. I'm sure they do.
Because, you can delete an email.
In 1997, the first South Park episode aired and Kenny died.
Spoilers! 2008, Michael Phelps set the Olympic record for the most gold medals won by an individual in Olympic history. We miss you from those Subway commercials, dude.
And we ain't mad at you.
No, not at all. No, not at all. Birthdays?
Starting with Wendy and Brenda Turnbow. They are 33. They both played Grace Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie. They do that with little kids.
Wow, yeah, they do. You're not good enough to play a character yourself. Kevin Plank, 38, founder of Under Armour brand sports apparel. Huh?
Mm-hmm. There you go. John Slattery is 48. He's a Roger on Mad Men and was Victor in Desperate Housewives.
Dawn Lewis is 49. That's Jaleesa from A Different World.
Wow. She always looked good, though. She always looked good for an older lady.
Well, she was an older student to begin with. Yeah. So, yes.
Koji Kondo is 49. Video game composer, Duck Hunt, Super Mario Brothers, Legends of Zelda.
Nice. Danny Bonaducci is 51. Danny from the Partridge Family. I'm sure Danny owned quite a few things. He boxed on that celebrity boxing thing. Remember that?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, as I do with, what you talking about, Willis? Willis was on it.
Yes.
Paul Greengrass. Willis was on it. He's 55. He's a director, writer of The Bourne Supremacy, United 93, The Bourne Ultimatum.
Kevin Tighe is 66. He was Roy on Emergency, and it had an exclamation mark because it was that exciting.
Fidel Castro turns 84 today.
No longer with us, the great Alfred Hitchcock, born in 1899. Screen Geeks is doing a two-part series on the films of Hitchcock. Part one is out, part two is coming out. You should go check that out.
It's hard to fit even in two parts, but I'm sure they
do
a good job.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. Bert Lauer is born in 1895, The Cowardly Lion. He was a stand-up comedian, vaudeville guy. And Annie Oakley, 1860.
Get your gun.
And shoot people because... Make the sound. Thank you.
On CBS tonight, we've got a rerun of Medium, followed by a rerun of CSI New York, but a new episode of Flashpoint.
In which a white supremacy group plans an attack.
Really? A serious show.
Okay. ABC tonight, the return of football. Preseason. Okay, fine.
Yeah, you still get to see your favorite players for a couple of minutes.
The Bills and Skins. Yeah. We'll see the best players for both teams for about 5 minutes.
Sure. NBC is re-showing Who Do You Think You Are, the one where they do the genealogy of celebrities. This week is Lisa Kudrow.
Ooh, okay. And then something called Solve My Mystery, and I don't...
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I'd have to know what it's about.
It was Professor Plum in the conservatory with the lead pipe. Done.
Tonight, here's your alert on the CW. It's a rerun of Smallville, but it is one of the six in which Green Arrow was kidnapped, which means odds are...
Shirtless Justin odds Harley. Odds
are. And a rerun of Supernatural as well.
Okay. Fox brings us... So Not Good But Could Have Been, Night at the Museum.
AMC American Movie Classics brings us an American movie classic. It's MASH.
Actual American classic.
Donald Sutherland. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
On Discovery Channel tonight, we have a new episode of Man, Woman, Wild. It's the husband and wife team that go off in the wilderness. They're in Tasmania. Followed by Dual Survivor.
FX Channel tonight, Me, Myself, and Irene, the forgotten Jim Carrey movie. Maybe there's a reason for that. And then Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy is a really fun. I don't know about it on TV,
right,
though.
So now that you know what's coming on TV tonight, go rent it. I promise you, you'll have a good time.
On Sci-Fi tonight, we've got a new episode of Eureka entitled Monstrosity.
Rawr.
Fun word to say. And Haven, fur. Mia. Those are both new.
Okay, FMC is showing Die Hard 2 Electric Boogaloo.
With a vengeance.
How could the same thing happen to the same... Turner Classic Movie showing The Boy with Green Hair or The Little Joker Adventures.
Or a leprechaun.
Ooh, I want me go! And if we're watching anything, then it's the Chiller Network because soldiers must prevent a gigantic man-eating crocodile from reaching an urban population. Kim Little and Cynthia Rose Hall face off against the Super Croc.
Super Croc.
Which is probably my review of the movie. Let's see. What up, my geeps? While I'm incredibly excited to see Max Headroom come to DVD, I'm filled with a bit of trepidation that the show may not hold up.
Trepidation is a good word.
Don't get me wrong. It's at the top of my Netflix queue to revisit, but I couldn't pull the trigger. Just couldn't pull it when I had the chance to buy the set directly from Shout Factory a few weeks ago. Here's to hoping the glory holds up. So until we get a choose-your-own-adventure, Vicar Bruce, make mine GRD from Dave. P.S., in case you haven't noticed, I'm always hoping and praying that the things I say at the end of my emails never happen. That's awesome. The best way to stave them off. So Dex, Dave there must have been listening to This Weekly because we talked a bit about the Max Headroom DVD.
We did.
And I'm eagerly looking forward to getting back to it because I know it's going to be dated. I know there's some weird things, but quite a bit of it was, you know, it came true and it's cyberpunk and it's fun and all kinds of stuff like that. So, yeah. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
Ding.
Thank you. And Friday means a look at your new movies. And, of course, your Geekify news is coming your way. This finally frackin' Friday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or your family actually seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
Have you been injured at work or in an automobile accident?
Do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
Do you ever black out from drinking too much?
Do you like movies about gladiators?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
If you answered yes, then don't wait another minute. Just pick up the internet and visit requiemoftheoutcast.com.
When there, you will find the finest sketch comedy, aged to perfection in an oak barrel, seasoned and sent directly to you.
It's more fun than monkey spelunking.
And for every 100 downloads, we'll release a hostage.
Christiana Ellis and Podcasting's Rich Siegfried bring you Requiem of the Outcast. Monthly. Requiemoftheoutcast.com.
When will I be able to see my parents again?
You're at the 500 spot, Timmy. Now get back into your cage.
This is Larry O'Moore, a fantasy illustrator for a long time. And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yes, indeed you are. And by God, go check out Roto.
Yes.
Funny damn episode. Thank you, Patron Saint, for this fine program. Give the man some love. Without him, there'd be no us.
Him and Christiana are just really so funny.
Hilarious.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, sure. Some people do. Some people. Good ideas, bad ideas. Let's find out. What do you have?
Well, of course, the number one movie for geeks is just going to have to
Eat,
do well.
Eat, Pray, Love?
Yes. Julia Roberts stars as a newly divorced modern woman who risks everything to embark on a globe-trotting journey of self-discovery.
Oh, that sounds uplifting.
Based on the book.
The Expendables is finally out. Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Jet Li, Jason Statham, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis.
Everybody and their mama's in this movie.
Good God almighty, right? Yeah.
Except we won't be seeing it this weekend.
No, we won't. Why is that?
We'll be going to see Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Michael Cera must face off against a nefarious rogues gallery of seven evil ex-boyfriends to be with the girl of his dreams. And aww, it just looks awesome and amazing, and I cannot wait to go see this.
And if it's sold out and you don't want to go to see The Expendables, for whatever reason, you could always go limited release. Tales from Earthsea, the new Miyazaki film, is out, which is always going to be fantastic. Sword wielding prince sets on a magical journey and discovers wizards, witches, dragons, and self knowledge. Sure, that sounds a little predictable, but it's Miyazaki. It's going to be beautiful. Anything else there in the.
No. All the other limited releases are really serious, like art pieces, important stuff.
It's summer. Yeah. They should have their big blow up action, small, independent film.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, let's roll the dice. What's the next graphic novel movie? How about Last Man Standing? There we go. Last Man Standing. The heavy metal from Heavy Metal Press. Takes place about 600 years in the future, an alternate universe. It's about Gabriel, Invincible Soldier, who's created to help when a war Earth got in with Mars, and then he comes back and he's a hero, but now he's framed for murder. What? Oh my God. And it's sci-fi, and it's not Halo, but it's probably as close as we're going to get. Paramount Pictures is doing it. Daniel LaVusi graphic novel, a couple years in the making, and it's apparently really good. I've never read it, but there's your latest one.
Wow, okay.
And it's not a superhero, so there you go. So maybe we'll get a good Judge Dredd. We won't, but maybe.
Well, scientists have been keeping busy in Argentina. No, they're not just eating steaks. They're sitting at the beach at Rio. They've been studying a lake in Argentina's remote, inhospitable northwest that may offer clues, though, on how life got started on Earth and how it could survive on other planets. So they found millions of super bacteria thriving inside oxygen-starved Lake Diamante in the center of a giant volcanic crater. And it's 15,000 feet above sea level. But the bacteria is very similar to primitive Earth-breathing oxygen organisms and all. It's wrapped in a protective atmosphere. So if they can study these particular bacteria, they can, you know, come into clues. The study of basically life itself. Kind of cool.
Wow. From Mars?
Well, God, they,
the lake fell from Mars?
It might have a clue as to how life could have survived on Mars, how there could have been life on Mars.
Okay. No, I'm with you there. So are you up to speed on Google and Verizon and their plan to keep you from having net neutrality?
No.
Okay. Well, see, they're asking Congress to be like, hey, that net neutrality? Yeah, no. That's absolutely cool. You should definitely have that for people with the internet. But
not
our phones are not internet. That's a wireless service, and our service doesn't have to have the entire internet. It can only have what we want it to have. Interesting.
Now,
someone that really doesn't like that is Facebook. Weird. So basically, Google and Verizon announced that the wired broadband, that's the one that should be regulated, leave us alone. But Facebook, they've jumped up with this statement. Facebook continued to support the principles of net neutrality for both landline and wireless networks, said Andrew Noyes, Facebook spokesperson. Preserving an open internet is accessible to innovators regardless their size or wealth. We'll promote a vibrant and competitive marketplace where consumers have ultimate control, blah, 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 blah. Because the deal is, if they can block it out, they could actually keep all of Facebook's different applications and stuff from working on your phone.
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
Even though, there's too much of that Farmville crap, but still.
There is far too much of that Farmville crap, I'll give you that. But
if you want to choose to spend your life doing that, it's not
Facebook
my problem.
Facebook is not evil. People who use it to play Farmville are evil.
Whatever. So you want to hear, I have more kind of space-related news. I love space.
Sure.
NASA is set to launch its space discovery, but not for a while, until November. But coming along with the people who are going on this mission...
Yes.
A famous Star Wars droid. No, just kidding. But it is called the R2.
Okay.
And it is a robot with, arms and legs that kind of look human. It's a kind of humanoid robot that will be used to do a lot of these kind of like mundane repair sort of type tasks up there.
Oh, yeah. So, I've seen this sci-fi movie before.
Yeah, right. Hal.
Well, no, Hal didn't have feet.
Yeah, so we are sending a robot into space on the next mission.
Robots in space.
Robots in space.
That's fantastic. How long before it's in 3D? Because that's what I'm looking forward to. So we have social networking, so why not social bikes? New York City is going to try something. Apparently, other parts of the world do this quite well, Barcelona being one of them. New York City this fall is going to have a social bike system. Now, instead of think of it as a place where you can like sort of rent bikes. You tool around the city, la, la, la. Now, currently, you can do this by the same thing as you rent a car. There's a place that you go. Ah, but no, we have technology, and it's the future. So what you would do, you would have to, the bikes are going to be either just at bike stands, locked up, wherever it is. What it is you'll check your phone. You need a GPS device. It'll tell you the nearest available bike to you. You will have an account. You will go there. You will use your phone to unlock the lock on the bike. And then you will bike around for however long it is that you need it. And then you can just leave it wherever. And
that's
the next
a really
person who
good
needs
idea.
It, yes, it is. So what happens if you stop and you run in to grab a movie because you don't have Netflix for some strange reason, and you come back and someone's got it? Well, when you stop your bike and you need to run in for a moment, you can hit like a temporary 10-minute thing, and it'll lock it, and so no one can use that. But yes, That's a brilliant.
It really, really is. That's using technology for the greater good of humanity.
Absolutely it is. It absolutely is. The GPS and cellular connectivity serve authorized, so you always know where the bikes are, and you know where you are, and you can find your place. And yes, we live in the future, and by God, it can't be that long before we get Jetson cars. That's what I'm saying. So thanks for dropping by for GRD. Now, since we never mentioned it's Friday the 13th, you won't have any bad luck today. Oh, damn it! We tried.
Billy Flynn, watch a scary movie.
GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you drop by the Facebook page, because there you'll see the Darth Knight. Think about what I just said. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
You can't come to school with me. Yeah, go home, you little dildo.
Dude, don't call my brother a dildo.
What's a dildo?
Well, I don't know. And I'll bet Carmen doesn't know either.
I know what it means.
Well, what?
I'm not telling you.
What's a dildo, Kenny?
It's a little teddy thing for the old antenna.
Yeah, that's what Kyle's little brother is, all right.
Oh. Dude, that kicks ass.
Yeah, check this one out. Ready, Ike? Kick the baby!
Don't kick the baby.
Kick the baby!